All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, I know people are tired of me whining about the gas prices, right? Yeah, you know, every day you're whining about the gas prices, whining about the gas prices. Well, I want to whine about something else.
I like whining.
Okay, I know, but here's something that I'm whining about, that all of us, be ye Democrat, Republican, whomever. I remember you weren't around then, Sam. You know, maybe your parents were around, maybe your grandparents. But I remember when a nickel could buy a bag of potato chips that now costs $1.29. Okay? The same size bag when I was a kid. That's what you could get for the nickel, right? The candy bars, the sodas, a quart of soda, what's that, a quart? A 2-liter bottle of soda would cost 35 cents in my lifetime. Let me go to the phone lines first. Who do we have online?
Jack from Milwaukee.
Hey, Jack, what's going on, man? How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I'm doing just fine, Earl. Good morning. I want to get something off my chest. I hope I get a little air time here.
By all means, go ahead.
Okay, this has been bugging me for a long time. I'm a little off topic here.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Okay, my topic is this. I want some respect for the host of the show. Look, we all have different opinions, and you guys have a great platform. I love it. It's what you call democracy. You let people talk and give their opinions. I've heard other conservatives call in, and they can voice their opinion. But there is a certain gentleman there that is just spoiling everything. You heard that old saying about a rotten apple in a barrel, and that's what this guy is. I'm not even going to name names. I think you know him, and I'm sick and tired of this nonsense. Anyhow, look, the guy calls in. It reminds me, did you see that first debate between Trump and Joe Biden?
When Trump interrupted him every minute.
Yeah, he was so disrespectful to the moderator. He wouldn't answer any questions. He was disrespectful to Joe Biden. He wouldn't let him talk. You call it a debate, and that's what this is. That's what this reminds me of when you try to talk to this. You know, I'm just
this
kind of
gentleman
here a little bit.
This gentleman.
Yeah, I use the word loosely. Anyhow, I'm so fed up with it, and thank you for giving me the idea to just. In other words, I just had to get it off my chest. That's all.
Hey, Jack, I'm
steaming.
Hey, Jack. Thank you.
You know, like I said, we all got different opinions, you know, and you've got the greatest, but you got people disabusing it. That's what you call democracy.
Hey,
let's have a civil conversation.
Hey, Jack.
He doesn't want it. He wants to antagonize you.
Hey, Jack.
He wants to, I'm sorry.
No, listen. He's barking up the right tree because, you know, I'm a cordial guy
Yeah, you are. You're a hell of a nice guy.
But you know, at the same time, you know, you get to a point where, as I said, you don't want to poke the bear. And you know, over the last several times.
Well, the idea is that the guy doesn't stay on topic. I mean,
I know, how
can you respond? You can't have a dialogue with somebody. The guy's a lunatic.
Well, you know, here.
You know, it's to the point, Earl. Then you ask him a question, then he laughs at you sarcastically. That really bugs me. You know, he talks down to the host. You deserve respect.
Well,
you're the host of the show.
So let me say this.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, Jack, I thank you for coming to my defense, but I'm a big boy.
I wouldn't want to wrestle you.
So Jack, I thank you. And
You know, I love the show, but you know, there's always a rotten apple. The guy comes off as a narcissistic bully. He's got brains of a piss.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Let me say this: the power always lies in the host, because the host can simply say, "Cut him off." The host can simply say,
"Yeah, that's true." I'm sorry that I blew.
You're fine. The host can simply say,
okay,
"I don't want him to call anymore." But you know, I don't mind having dialogue with anybody.
You're getting my point. This guy doesn't want dialogue.
Jack,
do you think for 1 minute he doesn't know that January 6th uprising was wrong?
Jack.
He's trying to make excuses.
But Jack, we don't want to make the show about him. So,
that's,
you know.
True.
So, yeah, I know he gets under your skin.
Here's something. I don't mind. There's a lot of conservatives. I don't mind that. What I'm saying is, let's have a civil conversation.
Hey, Jack.
You don't have to laugh.
Hey, Jack, thank you.
I love it. Hey, I'm so happy you guys came back to Milwaukee.
Hey, Jack, stop drinking the soda pop. It's got too much sugar in it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
I'm going to have a great day. Let that get off my
Jack,
it off my chest. I feel good now.
Have a great weekend, Jack.
You too, Earl. Thank you.
All right. So I want to talk about, you know, when you go in the grocery store and everything you see, you know, when we were kids, they had, for girls, and, you know, you could buy, you know, little small groceries that were, you know, facsimiles of the real thing, the real things. I remember seeing my sisters had those things. And, you know, and even I remember when I was a young boy, you'd go to the museum and they'd have a mini newspaper that you could buy at the Milwaukee County Museum, and as a young boy to have a copy of that real little newspaper, it was kind of, I don't know what it was other than the fact that it was strange, and you just looked at it, and I used to prize them because they were so small, and even in color, even though it was so small, you couldn't even read the print. Well, now, you look, and we know what's happening with the gas prices. But, Sam, have you noticed everything is getting smaller and smaller?
Yes.
And smaller.
I'm glad it's not just me getting bigger.
Yeah. And the prices are getting higher and higher and higher. You know, if it's Gatorade, right? You know, if it's Gatorade, you just look at Gatorade. And you know, they used to be 32 fluid ounces. That's what the Gatorade was just a short period of time ago. They've slickly dropped it down to 28. Now, we don't realize it. We don't see it. They reshaped the bottle. So they've kind of made the bottle into like the shape of a woman. And because that way they can put less in it. Before, it was just all round. And so what they are doing is the people aren't aware of it. And the prices have gone up higher and higher, and you're getting less and less. I don't care if it's Kleenex. I don't care if it's toilet paper. I don't care what it is. They have been very masterful at cutting down what you get. Businesses are making more and more. You and I are paying more and more, and we're getting less and less and less. Am I the only person who recognizes that? Am I the only person who realizes this is taking place? I mean, wow. I went to buy a box of what's the name of those, the crackers, not soda crackers, but the crackers that what are the name of the crackers that you can, they're kind of a higher grade of cracker than a saltine. But anyway, you've been able to go and buy those boxes and you see the size of them and you've gotten used country, whatever they are. And you guys know what I'm talking about. And I saw my wife brought a box home the other day and I looked at it and I'm like, wow, that's the same thing that we've been getting nonstop. And now all of a sudden, they have cut it to, Sam, I don't want to take that person because I wanted to give them a chance to talk. We'll get them on the other side. But everything has gotten smaller and smaller and smaller and costing more and more and more. I mean, cookies, you know, Nabisco and all those kinds of things, especially the name brand things, pay more and more and more. What do you say? Am I losing my mind? 844-967-2789. Let me know that you also have recognized that and I'm not alone. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
That we
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Before we go to the phone lines, you know, I told you I was going to have some issues because I stayed up to 10 o'clock last night. And so I've been forgetful. But the crackers I'm talking about are Ritz, Club, Triscuits. I don't care which one it is you're talking about. They've gotten smaller. You know, I like Fig Newtons. You ever hear those things?
Oh, yeah, they're great.
So Fig Newtons used to be in a huge package. Have you seen the size of Fig Newtons now?
They can't be gypping us on Fig Newtons now.
Oh, you ought to see the size of them. And so when are we going to get off of this train? You know, the businesses are just, you know, making mockery of us because we're just silent. We don't say anything. We keep taking it. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
Lynn's calling from Oconomowoc.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing? Tell me.
Good morning, Earl.
Am I confused?
Well, somewhat, because I noticed that the tubes in toilet paper, the cardboard tubes, are getting much larger. However, They are 1/2 inch shorter. They wrap the toilet paper looser on a smaller tube or a larger tube in circumference, but a shorter tube in length.
So you don't have.
So you're getting less.
So you don't have anything better to do with your life than to realize that the toilet paper roll is no. But you know what? And it's thinner.
It irritated me.
And it is thinner.
And not only that, but I saved the empty tubes.
For what?
To compare. I saved two of them to compare. Yes, well, that it wasn't my imagination that the tubes were getting shorter in length, but wider in circumference.
So you are confirming what it is I am saying. Things are happening. Things are happening to us, and we recognize it, but they're so subtle. You know, in that instance, they're kind of subtle, but you are right. The toilet paper rolls are wrapped looser, and these people are really geniuses when it comes to figuring out a way to make it so difficult for us to even realize, and the fact that we aren't willing to push back on those things, right? Because you notice that, you know it's the case, the prices haven't come down any, they're going up. Well, where is the end game in this?
Another thing is that they whip air into your bars of soap.
Well, I can tell you, the soap is not lasting as long as it used to. You're right about that.
Yes.
Hey, thank you
and
very much.
And they're probably smaller. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Listen, you're pretty astute. I wonder if everybody is as astute as you are. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Who do we have up next, Sam?
That's all for now.
Okay.
But I have a personal one that I noticed. I mean,
what's
maybe
that?
It's just because I'm a big fan of McDonald's. Like, I don't care what anyone says. I know it's gross.
The chicken
nuggets
are smaller than they've ever been.
The Big Mac.
I'm a
Big Mac girl, and I feel like it is tiny. I couldn't even finish one before, and now I'm finishing it in like two bites.
It's not a Big Mac anymore. It's a Little Mac.
A Little Mac.
And again, more and more and more. And we just, in this country, we just accept those things. And maybe it's because you and I and our last caller are the only ones who think that this is an issue because we're whining and crying.
Probably better for my health on the Big Mac part, but like, I want more.
You know, the truth of the matter is, it is not any of these things. Again, you buy a bag of potato chips. It's a huge bag of potato chips. Once you open it in and you squeeze the air out of it, that big bag of potato chips that we have has been cut down to less than half of the size of the bag because they're fooling us with the big bag size.
That air.
Yeah.
Ooh, that air.
Yeah. And so these things are happening more and more and more. And man, those folk who have come, your generation and the generation after you, there's nothing that's going to get better with any of this. This downsizing of things in this country and the fact that the prices of them continue to escalate is getting worse and worse and worse. And if the people aren't willing to say anything, and I'll tell you what the real problem is, and this one of the real problems as it relates to those kind of things is that the American people don't want to argue about any of those things. And maybe it's because, you know, there's too much money. We have too much money. A disposable income, and so not enough of us are concerned enough about that. I've even noticed the canned food, and all of those things have shrank. You know, I like, from time to time, corned beef hash, you know, and name brand. I don't like the name brand. What is it, Diddy Moore or something like that? I don't know what it is, but the name brand. And I noticed the can the other day. The size of it has really been, and I don't care what it is, all of it has been downsized. And so you're getting less, you're paying more. That's a sign. And people tell me, well, that's a sign of the times. And I'm saying, okay, I buy that. It's a sign of the times, but they can continue to do those things. There is no regulation of that. And so when does it end? When does it stop? If they're allowed to get away with it now and continue to get away with it, that's a harbinger for the future that this will continue. And as long as there's nobody pushing back and fighting back, this is why we get what we get. Because the American people aren't willing to say anything or to fight back on these kinds of issues. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. I was looking at the box of premium saltines Nabisco and the other day. And our caller from a moment ago was right. The box that they used to make it in was thicker cardboard. The colors that they put on the box stood out more. They were stronger. Now all of that stuff is narrower. You know, even with newspapers, the quality of the newspaper the pulp that they use has changed. I don't care if it's bags. I don't care what it is. All those things have changed and have not gotten any better, only going to get worse. Profits are up and quality is down. Quality used to be the number one thing. They've thrown quality to the curb because the American people will settle for anything. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open. We'll be right back. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about the fact that what we are getting for what we are paying has gotten just smaller and smaller and smaller. And you know, Sam, you said Bill from Oconomowoc is on. He's an old goat like me, so he probably remembers, you know, when you could get a soda pop, a Coca-Cola for a nickel, and you know a bottle of Coke's got to cost, I don't know, what, 79 cents?
Oh, more than that. Definitely
okay.
More than that.
Well, yeah. So we see. Even ice cream, a pint of ice cream that we used to get. Am I dating myself? Am I sounding like an old?
I'm just jealous more than anything. Like, why can't I pay that?
Well,
now?
You know, part of this might be good because in the end, it might have people eating less. And maybe in the long term, that's a good thing. But, Bill, how you doing, man? What do you say?
Oh, I remember when those prices are all. I do remember, but I also remember back then, I was lucky to make $10,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. Well, so was I.
I was fortunate if I made $10,000 a year. So it's all reflective into, you know, our income ratio based on, you know, our time right now. And this inflation nonsense, and that's what I call nonsense. You know, if Trump had not lifted the EPA rules, we probably wouldn't have this. When people say, oh, you can't afford to drive a Tesla, no, I don't drive a Tesla. I've got a very, very fuel-efficient vehicle. My son just bought a hybrid for around in the mid-20s. Brand new.
Really?
So what do you think a used hybrid goes for? They're very affordable. So you can afford to drive something. My wife just bought a very fuel-efficient vehicle, and to fill it cost her $50, and she's not complaining.
Go ahead. Finish your point.
Here's something that the American public is unaware of. We have enough oil to get it down to $2 a gallon, but because they're the only game in town and we subsidize them ridiculous between the mineral rights we give them on federal lands and everything else, Biden could nationalize our oil. He could say, well, no subsidies. He could say, we're pulling all mineral rights on you because that's taxpayer
land. So, Bill, as much as I want to continue the conversation, it's too much air. Coming through the phone. Can you fix that?
Yeah, I can fix that.
Okay.
I can fix that. Just one second here.
Yeah. You are on the speaker, right?
Yeah. Can
okay. You, yeah, better? It's better. It's much better. Go ahead.
Okay. I rolled my windows up.
I'm guilty of that myself. Go ahead.
Okay. But anyhow, with these oil companies, it's ridiculous. They're the only game in town, and they know it. But I actually offset them. I knew when we attacked Ukraine, oil was going to be at a premium. I bought stock in the oil companies, and I can't complain at all.
I'm sure.
But I'm
sure you can't.
Now, not everybody can buy stock, but what they can do, they can buy fuel-efficient vehicles. And that's they're very affordable. The Chevy Bolt, the Kia Hybrid, the Escape Hybrid,
Bill, I have to say to you that you are blessed and fortunate that you can do that. There are nowhere near as many Americans who can just say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We'll just buy the fuel-efficient cars. We got to fix the system and not expect people to go out and do those other things, because we live in a society where people are struggling to survive in it. But thank you very much for the call, my friend. I really appreciate it. You know, I want to move on from the downsizing of, you know, the things that we buy, the foods and those kind of things, and the things that we need. And I want to talk about whether or not people have forgotten about Ukraine, the war in Ukraine and Russia. I mean, because, you know, I think the American people have lost interest. You know, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, it was nonstop on the television stations, print media everywhere, about Ukraine, the Ukrainian people and what was happening to them, and how our country and those of us in this country could not stomach what was happening. We were all clamoring for our nation to do something. We were watching all of this on television. Well, you know, it's now down the road, and people are losing interest. And this is what Vladimir Zelensky. This is what President, Zelensky had to say just on yesterday, that he was concerned about the fact that the longer this war goes on, the more the American people and people of the West are going to lose interest. And he was not mistaken. The more this goes on, the more people are and the warmer the weather gets, Vladimir Zelensky, the more people are going to lose interest. That's just human nature. It's just common sense. It's the way things are. It's the way they've always been. And so he's right. The longer it goes on, the more people are going to be in this country and in the West going to become disconnected. And they're not going to get the support that they've been receiving. And therein is going to really be where you'll see the major turn in this war. Because as long as there's not an outcry, human outcry, then there's not going to be much interest in the media addressing the issue. If there aren't mothers who see other mothers from Ukraine with their children being slaughtered, and they don't respond, then there'll be less and less photos of those children being slaughtered. Less and less reason for people to be focused on it, because there's so many other things that are going on now, and especially in our own lives and in our own country. You know, the inflation, there's no question whatsoever is starting to grab a bigger piece of the conversation because of the gas prices and all of those other things. We're just at a point where I don't know how you can talk about what's happening somewhere else, the crime here, the continued slaughters of people, children. Ukraine is down the list of things of importance when we're talking about self-preservation in this country and all of those things. And so Vladimir Zelensky is right to assess that things, he's concerned about them being forgotten, because that's going to happen. And I don't know if there's any way possible that people are going to place what's happening in Ukraine above what's happening in their own lives and what's happening in this country. So, take that with a grain of salt. And again, I don't know of anybody who is responding, who's calling and saying, "Hey, Earl, why aren't you guys talking about Ukraine?" Because I have Sandy, we talk about it more so than almost anybody to keep that in the spotlight because of just how important a subject that is and because of the high stakes that are involved with what's happening there. And because if we forget that and leave that alone and the possibilities of what could mount and happen, if we don't keep our eye on that, I know I'm going to always keep that in the front of our conversations, because, again, at stake is not just Ukraine. At stake is a involvement between the United States government and Russia, that could eventually lead us down the path of no return. And last thing before we go to a break, we have to make sure that with all the other things that are going on, that this, the interest of it, that if we don't keep it on the forefront, it'll soon become our war. It's not our war yet. It's getting closer and closer to becoming our war. And if that ever becomes the case, nothing's going to be more important than that. Everything else is going to pale in comparison that's happening in this country if that somehow becomes our war. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, anybody who's ever been to Vegas knows that they have these chapels where people can get married in all over the place, all over the town. And in many of them, you can do these themed marriages. And the number one themed marriage, who do you think it is, Sam?
The king himself.
Right. Okay, that's it. So, you know, that's been acceptable all of this time. No problems.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. There's a new licensing company that says the name and image of the king belongs to Authentic Brands Group, and they've sent a cease and desist to all of those little chapels and all of the people who would, the guys who would get dressed as Elvis. That's over. The world has changed forever.
Why now? Why now?
Because there's gold in them thar hills. There's money to be made. And so people have gotten away with the imaging part of this. The image is owned by someone. And so they, and probably under new ownership,
mm-hmm.
and they've said, listen, why would we allow people to do that? There's money to be made. And so no longer can people go to Vegas and have an Elvis, you know, that kind of wedding. And, you know, this is not the end. There'll be others that it will be the exact same thing. And I know that's got to break some hearts of some of those in the listening audience. There might even be people in the listening audience who got married in the Elvis Presley theme. But, you know, things are changing. And they're never going back to what they were.
Gotta love that corporate greed.
Yeah, and they're never going back to what they were. And, you know, you would never give it a second thought. Well, you know, everybody, the guy's getting married, Elvis Presley and all of those things, and now that's no longer going to be allowed. That old axiom, no matter how things change, the more they stay the same. But in this instance, that's not the case. Everything is changing. And so we might as well get used to it. It's the way of the world. Let me bring this up because I wanted to talk a little bit about this before we got out of here. They're certainly not decomposing in our body. We're talking about plastic. Sounding the alarm on plastic waste and the uncertain threat of microplastics. From providing the oxygen we breathe and food we eat to regulating temperature and weather, the world's oceans play a critical role in protecting human health. That's why from 2022, World Ocean Day supporters, a global movement to protect at least 30% of the world's lands, waters, and oceans by 2030. Let me ask you, Sam, and the listening audience, when you go to the store and they ask you, do you want paper or plastic? What do you get?
I'm actually a very rare paper. I like to bag myself too, because I know I'm an ex-grocery store worker,
right.
So I know how it is. But I like to use it for recycling, so I get paper.
So I'm guilty. I get plastic.
Plastic's more convenient.
Yeah, it is, and it is. It holds. It's stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but in the end, the majority of us look at it from that perspective, and we don't know the damage that's being done. And from this point forward, you know, after I read this article, and I should have known, because I've read articles about how much plastic is in the oceans and the damage that it causes and just how horrible it looks. You know, and animals who swallow that and what it does to them, you know, but there's approximately 300 million metric tons of plastic waste, equal to the weight of the entire human population right now, in the ocean. And in the oceans, that's produced every year. And we can stop that, right? I mean, that can be stopped. All we have to do is say, give me paper. I want to put mine in a paper bag. And you know what? If you, when you go to the grocery store and you see very few people, if any, are using paper bags, it's almost, if you see 25 people in line, maybe one might be asking for paper bags.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we just don't see it as important enough of an issue. Because I think we just don't know just how important it is.
If you have Netflix, I recommend watching the documentary A Plastic Ocean. You probably won't even eat fish anymore after that, honestly.
Because of the damage that it does.
Yeah, they end up eating plastic and they start becoming plastic. And honestly, you just start eating. We're just all, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And I know it. And we know it. And when you know something and then ignore it, it's where the problems really lie. Because we really don't see this as an immediate issue. Because, you know, it's not going to happen in my lifetime or in my generation's lifetime. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Very selfish.
Yeah, because we don't see that in the times after us, the impact that this is going to be having. And so I pledge from this moment further that I'm going to use paper bags, okay? And I challenge my generation to do the same. You know, we used to use paper bags. You know, I mean, it's not like there wasn't a time when we didn't do it. There was a time when there weren't plastic bags. And that's what we used were paper bags. That's what my mother used were paper bags. There were no plastic bags that we were using. So it's not like we can't go back to that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so critically important that we do go back to that time. Because the more I read about this and this article and the impact that it is having, the more I realize that, hey, what kind of person am I that I can be so selfish? That I want to do what's more comfortable for me. For me, then what's in the best interest of people who come after me? I'm talking about comfortability. It's life and death for those who come after my generation, right? All right, so thank you, Sam, as always, for a great week. Thank everybody who made the show go. I got to get out of here. I'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend. See you later.